God, praise God. Get ready for another exciting message on Revival Today. I'm your pastor, Mark Sherrill. Today's message is being released.
The message that God has placed in me is been released. Being released, there comes a price. And I'm going to talk about that price this morning. If you can turn with me to Ephesians 6:8. And I'm going to set us up. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So now I want you to understand that we all want to be overcomers and we all want to be delivered from what we're going through. Is that right? But we're living in a time where it looks like doing the right thing or being the right kind of person is not rewarding. We're living in a time where we're divided and we don't understand the price that we're also dealing with. So in the scripture here, what it says knowing that your good things, the things that you do in your life are actually going to be a reward for you later. So I'm going to go into a story about Moses because we all know how Moses was delivering the people. But there's a cost that comes with being released, and I want to talk about that because even though you look around what's going on in society today, look at how people are not getting along. Look at how the racial tension is up right now. Look at how those that are supposed to be those that keep the law can use the law to their advantage. But God wants us to know that he still is in control. Turn to somebody and say, God is still in control. So this is why I read that scripture, because it says here, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord. So I want to first turn that faucet on in you. Because a lot of us have stopped doing good things and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore because I've been hurt. How many of you have been there where you were hurt and you stopped doing something because you've been hurt? So I'm going to show you something through the word of God. The next scripture is Luke 19. It says, behold, 10:19 says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Turn to someone and say, nothing shall hurt you. So I'm going to go into the story of Moses because we all have heard the story about how Moses set the people free. But I'm going to show you some things in the scripture. The reason why you have to understand that when you are released from something, you have to understand that the enemy is not going to just sit back. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Because too many times we as a church, we believe that God is going to free us, but we don't know that it comes with a cost. And the cost is something that we have to be aware of because we got to pay a price in order to inherit the things of God. And too many times we think that there's no cost, so we're going to see it. So let us go to the scripture, and I do have my reader, my wife, thank you, today. We're going to turn to Exodus 9:1-2.
Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back.
See, so right there, the Bible says that Moses went to Pharaoh because who told him? The Lord told him. And he told him to let the people go. And I need you to understand that. The scripture says that Moses was in communication with the Lord. Now, God already had a plan for the people of Israel. But guess what? Just because you have something you want to follow through and go through with doesn't mean it's going to be released. So right here in the scripture, he said, go and tell them to let my people go.
The hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on your livestock, in the field, on your horses, donkeys, and camels, and on your cattle, sheep, and goats. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt.
First of all, he said, go to Pharaoh and ask him to let my people go. And then he also turned around and said, if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back, you see that? The scripture shows that he went and he followed through what God had told him to do. But God also had another plan. Certain times what we do is we pray and we ask God for something in our life. We ask him to be an overcomer or deliver from something. And then what we do is we release that unto God. But then we don't wait to hear from him. So then we don't have the full instruction. And I want to go into this today because I want to let you see how God will work some things out in your favor. But you need to know exactly what God's plan is. A lot of times we pray and we say, Lord, I need a deliverance. But then we know that the Bible says that he will set you free. But what happens after you become set free? Is the enemy going to stay away? Is he going to turn his back and go another way? So God began to say to Moses, I got a plan here. And what this plan is I'm going to tell him, he said, tell them this, is if you don't let them go, I'm going to mess with your stuff. Too many times we as Christians, we're getting the spirit of fear. So now we're getting the spirit of what's going on in society today. And now we think that we got to get our Bible with our guns. And God is saying, no, if you listen to my plan, I'm going to heal the land. I'm going to change the hearts of those that are trying to oppress you. But freedom does not come without a cost. Turn to somebody and say, it doesn't come without a cost. See, so the scripture says that the Lord began to say, listen, tell him this. I will bring terrible plagues on your livestock in the field. See, so what it says here is that he's going to bring a plague on all the animals of Pharaoh, of the Egyptians. But on the people of God, he wasn't going to allow any of them to die. Think about that. Think about that. Deliverance is coming, church. Even what we're dealing with in the country today, don't you know that it's all about trusting the plan of God? You know, too many times we're trying to fight a battle that God has already had a plan for you, but the plan cannot actually come together unless you hear from him. And it's hard because when you don't hear from him, you don't know what to do. How many of you ever seen something where you got part of the information, but you didn't get it all? So it's easy to get excited about being free. Or it's easy to get excited about being released from a job that you didn't like. How many of you left a job before that you didn't like? But if you don't have a plan, yes, when you were leaving, you were looking at everyone else like, you still here. And you leave and you're all excited in your car. 3 weeks go by, you're like, I ain't got gas. My lights are getting shut off. It's because a lot of time we want freedom without thinking of a process. So God began to say to Moses that, listen, I'm going to bring a plague on the livestock in the fields and on the horses and donkeys and camel and on your cattle, sheep, and goat. But then it says here in 4, it says, but the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of what? Israel and the Egyptians. So what God is going to do, even in a time like this where you're trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, guess what? You're always right when you're on God's side. But right now in the society today, it doesn't look like the church is on God's side because the church is trying to line up with what they can do. But I need you to know that only through loving kindness can we draw somebody. Now, freedom has to come through a price. So the children of Israel were excited, church. They were excited because they heard that, they heard rumor. Guess what? We're going to be free. And so they began to get excited and say, oh, I'm leaving. I'm going. And the thing about this, too, is the children of Israel was excited. But think about it like this. God was talking to Moses off in the corner by himself because he was the leader. And God began to tell him, listen, when you go to him, this is what I want you to do, and this is how I want you to do it. He didn't just say, I'm going to release you, and there you go, go on your way. I need you to know that God is going to set things up for you so that they work in your favor. But it cannot work in your favor if you don't learn to trust him in all your ways. So let's go to the next scripture. We're going to go to, we're going to turn with me to Exodus 9, 3, and 7. Go ahead. Yes. See, now right here, the scripture says, the Lord set a time. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that there's a time and season for all things. I need you to know that there's a time that you're in right now. There's a season that you're in right now. But God knows about it. He knows about your struggle. He knows what you're going through. But he wants to see if you will stay and sit before his presence and learn from him. Because if you allow God to give you a strategy, you're going to be all right, church. You're going to make it through because God has a set time. And that set time can only come when God says so. And what does that do? That makes you learn how to rely on him daily. Not trust in yourself, but also say, listen, I know your plan, Lord, but I want to stay in communication with you because I want to be in your will. Now, when you heard the testimonies this morning, like my daughter has shared about how she overcome fear to go back to school, don't you know that the enemy is trying to keep you in bondage? But guess what? When you are finally free, guess what? You have to still fight to maintain. And when I say fight to maintain, God has a strategy. But he wants to know, are you going to actually stand up for it? Look what's going on in society today. There's marches in the street. There's so much going on. And everyone's trying to say who's right, who's wrong. Guess what? I want you to know, even when Pharaoh let the people go, you have to understand, those that have you in captivity, they don't sign up to release you. You have to understand that. And when you do desire to be released, guess what? It doesn't mean they're going to be in agreement with how you do it. But I need you to know that wherever God has for you, no devil in hell can stop you. No Pharaoh, no king, no president, no political party can stop what God has for you. But do you know his plan? See, because his plan is, it works like this. The world's plan is this, is to pick sides. The world's plan is to get up in a roar and start to hate back. But God's plan is to love somebody to death. Love them so much that they can't even get a understanding because you went beyond their foe and saw their need. This is God's plan. He don't want you to point out someone's fault, but you need to look to that fault and see the need because there's somebody that needs to be touched because there's a freedom coming for that individual. There's a freedom coming for you, church, but you have to do the work. and be willing to listen. So right here, God said to Pharaoh, listen, if you don't let them go, I'm going to mess with your stuff. I'm going to kill all your cattle and all your sheep and your goat. You notice how he went after specifics? No, he knew they need to eat. God is going to mess with your livelihood when you're against him. And church, that's what we have to know, is that God is going to fight our battle. But to be released, we have to hear from God and know the plan of God. Because guess what? Even though God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, hey, let my people go. We all sing that. Let my people go. And we even try to, ooh, yeah, let my people go. And we make songs about it, but no. When he went before Pharaoh, he had to have backbone and he had to trust in God with all his heart and lean not to his own understanding, but acknowledge him in all his ways. And then the Bible says that God will direct your path. So when he stood in front of Pharaoh, he had to know that God was going to be with him, even when he's in the midst of the storm that's coming his way. Because with freedom, there's going to be somebody chasing you. You can't keep what you have without a fight, church. You can't keep your liberty without a fight. But you must know the plan of God. So in the scripture, he began to say, he said, the next day the Lord did it. Someone say he did it. And all the livestock of the Egyptians died. But not one animal belonging to the Israelites died. You see how that works? Not one died. Your stuff is insured, church. You have insurance on your stuff. Because when it's placed in the master's hand, guess what? No devil in hell can have access to it because it's God's stuff. How many of you are ready to reclaim that? Claiming it's God's stuff. He's got my back. Hallelujah. And so we must understand here that the fight is real right now, even in society. But I want you to know that you can't take on the spirit of the world. And what I mean by that, even the churches, you got the conservative Christians where they want to line up too much with what's going on in politics. And I'm trying to tell the church, listen, only what you do for Christ is going to last. It's not what you do for in place in a judge. It's not going to last. It's not what you do trying to stage who's going to be the president. That's not going to last. But when you trust God. Because sometime, you remember, the children of Israel, one day, they decided, guess what? We want a king because we want to be like all the other nations. And God said, you don't want no king. But then God allowed them to have a king, and then everything became messed up because they began to serve and honor a king. And I want you to know that even the church is trying to follow man as a king. But the only king that I know is Jesus. And the only release that I'm going to get is through Jesus. And the only victory that you have is in the name Jesus. So there's power in the name of Jesus. Ooh, what a message, what a message. Praise God. I pray and I hope that you enjoyed the message today. Listen, continue to get the word out that revival today is happening from Pastor Mark Schultz. Located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Please come visit us anytime. If you'd like to bless this ministry, send an offering our way. You can send it to 1850 Elm Street, or you can go to our website, which is houseofpraisenep.org. And you can click on give, or you can bless this ministry. Listen, we're in the inner city of Manchester, New Hampshire. We need your help to reach out. Continue to be blessed. Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. Hope you enjoyed the service.